So let's think about, these big industrial sites. Moving heavy stuff around, suspended loads, it's inherently risky, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How do you actually keep people safe? How do you guide a massive piece of equipment without putting someone right in the line of fire? And that's really the challenge we're digging into today.
Exactly. And we're going to focus on one specific solution, this thing called the Stiffy Push-Pull Tool.
Okay.
Our mission really is just to understand what it does, how it helps, based on, the product info and what the company says about it.
Got it. The Stiffy Push-Pull Tool. So, what's the core problem it's designed to solve? Like, what does it actually do?
Well, its main job is letting workers push, pull, basically maneuver suspended loads, but from a safer distance.
Oh, okay.
Think about lifting big steel beams on a construction site. This tool lets the crew on the ground guide that beam without having to stand directly underneath it.
Right, which is obviously where you don't want to be.
Precisely. And it's also really important for snagging or handling taglines.
Taglines, the ropes they use to control the swing.
Yeah, exactly. Those guide ropes. So handling those remotely, it drastically cuts down the risk of crush injuries or collisions, things like that.
So it's all about creating that buffer zone,
Yeah.
keeping hands off, essentially. It sounds honestly like common sense. It's something you see a lot, is widely used.
Well, the product information suggests it's been picked up quite a bit by major players across different industries, which, that tends to suggest it's seen as pretty effective for this hands-free safety approach, like in warehousing or logistics, moving big
It will
pallets.
not be time.
They've apparently seen fewer foot and hand injuries where tools like this are used, so yeah, it seems widely adopted.
Okay, that makes sense. Tangible results are key. So, who's behind this tool? Who makes it?
The materials point to a company called RAH Safety. They seem to specialize in these kinds of hands-free safety tools.
RAH Safety, okay.
And they're not just local. They've got operations in the US, Singapore, Indonesia.
Interesting. Global reach.
Yeah, it suggests there's a pretty broad need for these kinds of safety solutions worldwide.
I also noticed something that it's 100% manufactured in the USA. Is that significant? Does that imply anything about, say, quality?
It can be, yeah. For some buyers, made in USA often signals, certain manufacturing standards, maybe durability, quality control. It's definitely a data point they highlight.
Right. And you mentioned RAH Safety specializes in this stuff. The source said they offer a wide range of hands-free safety solutions. So the sticky tool isn't alone. It's part of a bigger picture.
Exactly. It's not just this one gadget. It fits into a whole strategy, a whole toolkit, really, aimed at reducing how much people have to physically interact with potentially dangerous equipment or materials.
Makes sense. Address the risks from multiple angles.
Precisely. They seem to have different tools for different specific hazards within that industrial setting.
Okay, and speaking of specific hazards, there was that interesting bit about the Stiffway Safety Tool being the world's first rigid push-pull hand tool specifically engineered to prevent door collisions. Doors. That seems oddly specific.
Well, think about it. Huge, heavy industrial doors,
Yeah.
right? In factories, warehouses.
Yeah, okay, I can picture that.
This tool lets people open or close those heavy doors without putting their hands near the frame, near the jamb.
Ah, so preventing pinched fingers or worse.
Exactly. Crushed fingers. It sounds simple, but it's apparently a common enough hazard that they designed something specifically for it. It shows how that hands-free idea applies even to, everyday tasks in those places.
Right, not just the massive suspended loads. Good point. So, if we boil it all down, what's the main takeaway here? The overall benefit of something like this Stiffy push-pull tool?
Fundamentally, it's about making the work environment more ergonomic, definitely, but crucially, just safer for the operators.
Safer and maybe less strenuous, too.
Yeah, could be. By letting them handle loads remotely, operate things like doors without getting hands in the way, it directly tackles the risk of some really nasty but often preventable injuries.
Keeping hands out of harm's way.
Yeah.
Simple concept, big impact.
It really is. And it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Beyond just this tool, what else is bubbling up out there? What other innovations are coming down the pike to boost safety and ergonomics in industry?
Yeah, like new materials, maybe.
Yeah.
Or different
Or
designs.
even things like VR for training, perhaps. How might all that evolve to make these workplaces even safer, even more efficient down the road? Something to think about.